Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Kuf Zayin, and we're holding 9 lines from the top of the Amud in the middle of the line where the Gemara begins. Amri le mar yenuka umar kishisha pereder av chizda lir av ashi. Mar yenuka and mar kishisha, the sons of Rav Chizda, said to Rav Ashi. Those are kind of strange names, Marinuka, Markashisha. Rashi Masechtas Ksuba says that both of them had the same name, Mar. To distinguish between one and the other, to make sure that people would not get confused, Marinuka was the younger Mar, Markashisha was the older Mar. But both of them were the sons of Rav Chizda. Why they both had the same Mar, I don't know. It could be that they were from multiple women. Maybe he had a Zivik Rishon, or they later on a Zivik Sheni. Doesn't make a difference. But the point is, Inuka means that he was the young one, and Kshisha means that he was the older one. However, Toisvis, in Bava Basra, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, says it's just the opposite. Marianuka was the older one, Mark Shisha was the younger one, and the reason why Marianuka was called Marianuka because he was born at when Rav Chizda was a younger person. It was his son when he was young, and therefore the son was older. Or Mark Shisha means the son that was born when Rav Chizda was already older or more elderly, and therefore he was the younger son. So it's a little bit counterintuitive. You would think Mayinuk is the young one, Markashish is the older one, and that's what Rashi says in Masechtas Ksubas, but Toisis and Bava Basra says it's the other way around. He was born at the age of when Rav Chizda was still young, and Markashish was born when Rav Chizda was older, and so therefore, in fact, the ages were just the opposite. Yanuka was older than Kshisha.
That's the question I had. Why Yanuka first, exactly?
Oh. Is a beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Anyway, so what did they say? They said to Rav Ashi, Zimnecho de ikla Ameimu Asrei. One time, Ameimu was visiting us in our town, play Havalon Chamra, and there was no wine. And it was Matzah Shabbos. And what are we going to do? No wine. Asinalei Shichra. We brought him beer, play Avdol. And he did not make Avdolah because he insisted on wine. Ubas. Tovis. Bas means he went to sleep. Tovis with in hunger. It doesn't really mean in hunger. It really means tortured. A lashon of inoy.
Pained.
Oh, shkoyach. Rashi says, or Shabbam says, lon mu'una shli ochal. The reason why the Gemara uses that expression, bas tovis, because that's in fact a quote from a pasuk in Daniel. Shkoyach Daniel. Look at, see the Rishbam? Bas Tovis, 6 lines into Rishbam. You see Bas Tovis, you have that? Lon Me'unish Le'ocha V'Krohu Be, what does it say?
Daniel.
Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so he went to sleep hungry because he didn't make Havdalah. L'mochon, the next day, Terachna, we went at Matriach, V'Sinu Le'chamra. We brought him wine on Sunday morning, V'Avdu, and he made Havdalah. And then he was able to finally be able to go and eat. And this, of course, is the follow-up of yesterday's Gemara, where Ameimar paskened like Rava. He brought Rava, where Rava said if you didn't make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, at the very least you can make Havdalah v'hoylech kol hayom kuloi. There were 2 lashonis of Rava, as you recall. The first lashon said that according to Rava, you can keep on making it the entire week, which we said means until Tuesday night. However, Ameima, when he quoted Rava, says you can at least make it throughout Sunday. Oh, and that's what Ameima did. So on Sunday, he made Havdalah on wine. And then Brother Shai will add, but he didn't make Psamim or Ner, because that's only for Matzah Shabbos. Anyway, so continuing on, Lashana, a year later, the same thing happened again. Su Ikal Yasrein. Again he visited us. And again we have Lan Chamer. And again we didn't have wine on Matzah Shabbos. I seen a Shechar, and again we brought beer. Omar, Ihochi, if I see that this is a frequent thing that you don't have wine, but apparently you use beer for Havdalah, because I see you keep on bringing me beer, if that's the case, Chamar Medinahu, Avdil. And in fact, that means that it's Chamar Medina. This is the popular local drink, so therefore it has a Chashivas second to wine, but at least similar to wine, that this is the primary drink that people use here in this Medina, and therefore if we made that Havdalah the time meeting, then he already ate on Matzah Shabbos. He didn't have to wait until the next morning. Shema Mina, class, we see from this story 3 things. Shema Mina, Hamavdal B'Tfilah Tzarech Shi Avdal Alakos. because we're assuming that Amaimer and everybody else already said after Chayin Antonu and Davening, and nevertheless there was this Hakpada, I got to make a Dalalakos. We see from this that since he didn't want to eat that night, he went to sleep pained, is the chasim, and you don't eat before Abdullah. Whoever doesn't make Abdullah Matzah Shabbos, that you can go and make Abdullah in the entire week, which means until Tuesday night. Really, we don't see from this story that you can do it Tuesday night. We only see that you can do it through Sunday. So Toysis already is bothered by this. And Toysis says in the third Toysis from the top, you're right, from this story we only see that you can make Abdullah on Sunday. For that matter, you don't even see the entire Sunday, but at least Sunday morning. However, since the halacha is that you can be mavdal through Tuesday, that's why he really tells us you can be mavdal through Tuesday. But from the actual story, Shema Mina only through Sunday. Curiously, I would have thought that the major Shema Mino would have been that you can use Hamar Medina, which is something new that we did not learn until now. So this is not my kasha, this is Rejbam's kasha. And Rejbam says that the Shema Minos are only telling us the general Sidrei Havdalah, the general rules and guidelines about Havdalah. Number one, you got to make Havdalah on a Kais Matzah Shabbos, even if you made Havdalah Mitzvila, that you're not allowed to eat before then. And if you missed it, you can go and do it on Sunday. But as to what beverage you have to use for Abdullah, we didn't get involved in that in the Shema Minas, even though L'Choyra, that would also be something that we learned from this story. Zokti Moravait. Boi minei Rafuna Meir Rav Chizda. Here it says Rafuna Meir Rav Chizda. You'll notice the Bach switches it around, and he says Rav Chizda Meir Rav Huna, which would seem to be more logical, because as we know, Rav Huna was Rav Chizda's Rebbe, and therefore one would think that the Talmud asked the Rebbe for guidance and for advice, as opposed to Rav Huna asking Rav Chizda. That's why you see the Bach switches it around, Rav Chizda Meir Rav Huna. However, Rabbi Yankov Emden in the back of the Gemara says it could be that Rav Huna was asking Rav Chizda L'chadudei Milza, to go and see, you know, to sharpen him and figure out, Rav Chizda, do you know this halacha? Or let's explore what the halacha is, etc. So therefore he's Mekayim Argirsa after all.
What was the story we had Rav Huna and Chizda that he studied?
I'll leave that for Barry. Barry will tell it to you.
There's this many years, out many for, years. For many years, and then
the story is that there in Masechtas Bava Metzia, it says there in the Mishnah that if you have Avedis over Avedis Rabbi, which goes first, and then the Gemara says that Rav Chizda asked Rav Huna, what happens if you have Avedis Rabbi, but Rabbi Tzorach Leila Talmidei, that the Rabbi needs the Talmud because the Talmud sharpens the wits of the Rebbe, asking good questions and leading the discussion and helps him out, and blah, blah, blah. So Rav Huna thought that Rav Chizda is referring to himself, and therefore he took umbrage, and he said, it's okay, Rav Chizda, we don't need you. So Rav Chizda, of course, now took umbrage, and as a result, he left the Bais Medrash, but he didn't go to Bava, but rather he sat outside, and I think the Gemara says for 40 years, he didn't go into Bais Medrash when Rav Huna was the Rebbe, and he waited outside, and very often Talmidim would come and go into Bais Medrash, and he would ask them, no, tell me, what did we learn today? What were the Chidushim? Tell me something interesting. Tell me of art, etc. So unfortunately, they were estranged. But this is prior thereto. That's why Rav Huna is asking Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is asking Rav Huna. Did you find it, Mendy? Yeah, okay, Baruch Hashem. So we're Mekayim our Girsa, and we have the other Girsa, the Bach, and Zokti Moravaita. What was the question? Can you make Kiddush? Until now we spoke about Havdalah. Can you make Kiddush on Shechar on beer? Omer, Hashto, he said, I'll prove it to you that you cannot. What? Uma Pirzuma, Utaini, the Asni, the boy Mine Merav, Verav, Merabchia, Rabchia, Merabi, Vle Poshat Le, Shechra, Mi Boya. Okay, so now we have to know that in the good old days, in the times of Chazal, Shechar, for our purposes, was made from dates. And that was considered to be substandard compared to beer that was made from Pirzuma to Einei V'Asni. What are those three terms? Rejbam tells us Pirzuma means Shechar Se'orim. This is barley beer. To Einei is Shechar Te'enim, fig beer. Asni is, says Rishbam, Sheikha Mepri Sneh, going tutim. Meaning this is berry beer. And Rishbam says, "Valolu chashuvim yoisim istam sheichar shahoyeshel tmar." All three of those are preferable and are better quality, higher standards than just regular date there. Thank you. And therefore, Jokta Gemara, that madach these three much better quality beers. This question was posed to Rab and Rab to Rab Chiya and Rab Chiya to Rabbi. And they were not poshut to allow them to make kiddush on any one of these three. Shechra, which is considered to be lesser standard than those, lesser quality than those. Miboya, what's the shaila? Of course you cannot go and make kiddush on these, on this beer, Hoshkein, based on the other three. Says Yimar, Sav minok kedushi hudul mekachinan, ilavei, av avdul metalinan. He assumed, okay, kiddush cannot, but at least you can go and make havdala, like Hamar Medina that we had before. Amalahu rav chizda hachi amar rav. No, in fact, you cannot use beer either for Kiddush or for Havdalah Gunish. And it manami, Omrav Tachlifim Paradimi, Omrav Shmuel, Kishem Shein Mekachim Olav, Kach Ein Mav Dilin Olav. So as you can see, we have a machlokes whether or not you can go and use beer for Havdalah.
How can they, when Rabbi was alive at the time of Chisda?
No. Rav from the Chiyah, the Chiyah may Rebbe.
Yeah, he's a Devoyman named Rav. And then Rav did Rav Chiyah.
His uncle.
Yeah.
The Chiyah from Rebbe. Rebbe is Rebbe. Remember, here on Nasi was...
I understand, but I didn't think they were contemporaries.
I don't think they overlapped professionally, like, you know, in the learning, but
they, maybe, I mean, at some point they have this, had the same question, maybe.
Yeah.
Rav Chis is saying that this question has been bothering and plaguing the rabbis now for generations, and most recently, Rav, that we knew or that was close to our generation, he had asked Rav Chia, and Rav Chia had asked, in his generation, Rebbe, and nobody was able to go and give a convincing yes that you can, so you see you cannot. So what's the question about the date beer, which is even of a lesser standard?
But Chalav said we could make kiddush.
And we're going to talk about that in a moment as well. As Levi shodolei l'Rebbe, Levi sent to Rebbe, shichra beer, bartleser migne tame, or bartleser migne. What means bartleser migne? So Rishbam says, this was shechra that we soaked the dates in the water 13 times. Meaning, when you process beer, the first time you do it, you go and take the beer, and presumably you take the dates, and either you cook them, or you soak them for an extended period of time, and then eventually you take the dates out, and then you just have the liquid. And guess what they did? They put in yet new dates in the same liquid to make it concentrated and stronger. And they did this 13 times altogether. After doing this 13 times, Tomei, he went and was toyim, he was tasted it, and Habibasa too, he said, wow, this is so geschmack. 13 times, you can really imagine. Whoo! It's Almark, going there, Roy the Kaddish Shalom. This type of sheikhar is not your substandard sheikhar. This is the real McCoy. This, you can make Kiddush on it. Veloim olav kol shirois, v'tushbacha sheba'olam, all types of shiv tushbachis. Now this is what was his initial reaction. However, the subsequent reaction was unfortunately not as positive. But later that night, Tzire, he had major, major diarrhea as a result of drinking from this very super potion, this beer. Omar, and then he said, Miyasran, Umafayis, Miyasran, they cause us so many yisurim, so many pains. Umafayis, we should use this to go and appease the Almighty, to go and use this for Kiddush. Disqualified. I thought this is great, but now I realize this is more of a laxative than it is a wine, and I've been whining the whole night because of this laxative, and therefore I cannot use it, and cross it off the list. We cannot use this for Kiddush after all. Omer Yosef, Odu Barabim. I am making a Neder Barabim. As we know, Neder Barabim in Loi Hafora. I'm making a Neder Loi Ishti Shechra. I'm not going to go and drink Shechra anymore. Apparently he also had problems with drinking sheikha, and he says, forget about it, Boisai. No more. I'm making a neder. Amar Rava, Ishti me zoroyon v'le Ishti shechra. Now Rava to go and really graphically emphasize his point, says, I'd rather go and drink Mezeroyan. Now, what is Mezeroyan? Says Rishbam, the first wide line, May Mishras Pishtan. That is water in which they soaked flax. Flax water is considered to have a terrible, terrible stench, and it's Geferlich. Says Rabbi, I'd rather go and drink that than go and drink beer. Apparently, he also had unbearable problems as a result of the beer. The Omer Rava, Tehevi Shak Yusei Shichra, Manne Mekadish Ashichra. Rava is saying a very critical statement. He says, anybody that goes and makes Kiddush on beer, beer is not ra'ui to go and make Kiddush on. If a person does that, Chas Shalom, Shak Yusei, he should become poor, that his major drink should be beer. In other words, he should never be able to go and make on wine anymore if he doesn't want to go and use wine for Kiddush, rather uses the substandard beer. If you look at the Rashbam, last of the words of the first wide line, all the way in the bottom, Tevishak Yusei, second line from the bottom, Shichra, Oni Yihia, Shlayucha Liknois Yayin, Mida Keneged Mida. This person should no longer have enough funds to be able to go and drink wine because he's mezalzel in Shabbos and drinking beer, so all of his drinks should now be beer because of what he did. However, Rav, Ashkeche Rav Huna found that Rav, the Kodesh Ashichra, he was making Kiddush on Sheikhar. Amalei Shari Abba Lemikni Estire Mishichra. Why is Rav making Kiddush on beer? It must be because Abba, which is a reference to Rav, started Abba Richter, good. Lemikni Estire Mishichra. He has started his own brewery, and apparently he is making nice money from the brewing of the beer, and therefore now the beer has become top of his favorite list. And this goes back to what Brother Shai was saying a moment ago, that we learned in the Gemara yesterday that Rav made Kiddush on those things that he favored, and that's why sometimes he made Kiddush on Rifta, on the Challah, sometimes he made on the wine, whatever was Chavav to him that particular day. So here too he started making beer, a Kiddush on beer, because beer became one of his favorites, either because of the financial income, that's why he was very happy, or he kind of got used to it since he was now in the business of producing beer, so he liked it and said, oh, ganz geschmack. So he did make Kiddush on beer. The Gemara is a little bit difficult because we're talking about that Rav Huna says that he saw Rav and he was making Kiddush on beer. Didn't we say about 10 lines ago when he had this discussion between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, would he allow to make Kiddush on beer? And he said, well, ma doch pirzuma te'eni ve'asi. Boy, my name is Rav, he asked Rav. And Rav asked Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda asked Rabbi. And they were not boys, and shirch me, boy, yeah. So it sounds like Rav would be opposed. So you could say, well, maybe this was prior to that story, but now that he liked the beer, maybe he would have changed his mind, maybe now would be poshut, you can. But other Mefarshim, in fact, say that you have to change the girsa, and this is not Rav, but really it's Rabba. Anyway, I am the Mefarshim, I think it's Chochmas Manoyach, I think in the back of the Gemara that says that the girsa should be Rabba rather than Rav. You only can make Kiddush on wine, and you can only make a bracha on wine. Now the first part, that you can only make Kiddush on wine, that we understand. What does it mean you only make a bracha on wine? If you go and drink beer or water, you only make a bracha on every beverage. It's not, we don't just make a bracha on wine. What's going on? Amr by Hachikamar, Ein Oimim Havei Koisha Bracha. Levarich el alayayin. When it says ein mevorchen, means it comes time for benching, and by benching we have a kosher bracha. Ein mevorchen, we don't make a bracha of kosher bracha el alayayin on wine. Nobody should go at the end of benching decide let's make a kosher bracha on beer or on water. You have to make it on wine. So that's the ein mevorchen. But avadi, you make a bracha on any beverage you're drinking. Turn about him. Ein mekachin ala shecher. Don't make kiddush on beer. Shimer Blosberg, Shimon Omru, Mekachin, you can make Kiddush on beer. So it's a machloikas. As we've seen, we've had different days, can you or can you not make Kiddush on beer? Now, Matimas Yayin. This is what Matimas Yayin is a separate issue, and that is, we know that when you're making a broch ala Yayin, you have to be toyim. If you remember, the Gemara had 8 Shema Aminos the other day, and one of the Shema Aminos was, number one, Toyim Pogmoy, and then we also that it had to have a Shiur, and that was the reason why he couldn't go and use it for 2 separate Kiddushes, one for Friday night, and the Kovod Yom the next day. The reason is because he just probably didn't have enough. So we see that there is a Shiur. Question is, how much is the Shiur that you have to be Toyim from the Yayin? Is a machlekes. Tanakama says kosher. All you have to do is go and take a sip, and you yoitz. You have to go and take the amount that fills up one cheek. As long as we have an amount that fills up one cheek, that's already enough. Tosis points out that generally this would be less than revius. However, in the case of oig melech haboshen, if you have a person of very gigantic proportions, it could in fact be that the one side of a cheek would be more than a revius. Anyway, that's the minutia.
Sorry? Don't you usually say rov? Just rov the kos is of a revius?
Our Gemara says that the two shiur are either koshu or mle lugma. If you look at the fourth toises, fifth toises, im tua mle lugma, yotik, the fash viyuma, koshu ilu, misalka, the tarecha, if you're able to go and push the wine to one side of your mouth, to one cheek, yirka mle lugma, then you'll see that that part of the cheeks is swelled because of the wine in it. But the amount is the shear of that is bachel revius. Get amrin hashem. Amle lugmav amrin and hashem. That'll be yoisim revius. Aye, there's another gemara that says it's more than revius. The nearest who roiv revius, which you were just talking about, the amrin lekaman, v'hu deshasa ruba the kaser. They drank roiv of the kais. The davkalodam beinani. Amle melech haboshen boitvei. Get amrin and hashem. Amle melech haboshen was very large proportions. You would need larger than that. Anyway, but the roiv kais we're going to still see mei hashem in another couple of days. But getting back to our Gemara, the shear is either kol shu or malay lukma. Om ravuna amarab, v'chein toni ravi gidl dimin narish. Hamekadish v'toam malay lugma yotza. You make kiddush, you are toyim malay lugma yotza. Vim lav, if not, lo yotza, not yotza. Now notice that we said this in the name of v'chein toni rav gidl dimin narish. Om rav nachm b'yitzak, anot tanin Allah, when I repeat this halacha, I never repeat it and say in the name of Gidl Menarish, but rather I simply say Loi Gidl Bar Menashe, Veloi Gidl Bar Menyumi, and presumably Veloi Gidl Bar Narish, Min Narish. El, I always say Rav Gidl Stama. What's the bet? Why is it any better if you say Rav Gidl as opposed to saying Rav Gidl de Menarish or those other names? With this, we thwart any efforts to try to contradict Rav Gidl from another member that we may have of Rav Gidl, because of the fact there's so many Gidls, there are at least 3 of them that the Gemara is quoting: Rav Gidl Menarish, Rav Gidl Bar Menashe, Rav Gidl Bar Menyumi. As a result of it, since I just say Rav Gidl, so therefore, if you were to ask a kash, how can Rav Gidl say that? But in Mesechtes Yuma he says, or Mesechtes Ksubas he says, that may be another Rav Gidl. So that's the difference between whether you're quoting Bar or you're just saying his first name. Now, we've finished until here, and we've gotten up to like the third or fourth word of the Mishnah in the beginning of our parak. You remember we started off our parak that Arvei Pesachim, Samach L'Mincha, a person should refrain from eating so that he should have an appetite. So now it says Samach L'Mincha. When we learned that Gemara at the outset of our parak, we already explained that that means Mincha Ktana, which is roughly 3 o'clock in the afternoon. However, that's Mincha Ketana is really 3:30. Samach L'Mincha is a half an hour earlier, is 3 o'clock, 3:01 in the afternoon. But that's the Gemara. Shaila now, Iboilu Samach L'Mincha Gdoyla Tanan. Are we talking about Samach L'Mincha Gdoyla, which means since we start davening Mincha Gdoyla at 12:30, does that mean you have to stop eating on Erev Pesach at 12 o'clock? When we say stop eating, we don't mean to fast. It means just don't be Kiveya Su'uda, don't make Agam Tzatzut. So that's already from 12 o'clock. And therefore that means from basically 3 o'clock. Says the Gemara, Samach L'Mincha Gdoyla Tanan Umishim Pesach Dilma Osi L'Mimshach. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the original Kavona of our Mishnah is really not talking about our days, but really talking in times of the Beis Hamikdash. And when was the earliest time that they can start bringing the Korban Pesach? That would be early afternoon, depending, of course, on the particular year, whether it was Shabbos, whether it was Erev Shabbos, during the week. The earliest you could possibly have the Tumah Shulchan Aruch would be at 6:30, and then it would be followed by the Korban Pesach. And therefore, if you're going to start a Seuda at 12, what I'm afraid is that the person may have a long Seuda, or he might drink a little bit, and guess what, Chas Hashem, he might miss bringing the Korban Pesach. And that's why we say, don't start a meal at 12, because shortly thereafter it's time to bring the Korban Pesach, and he'll be posheya, he'll be negligent, and he won't bring the Korban Pesach.
What's the original time to make the Korban Tumah? 12:30. Okay.
12:30. Normally throughout the year they did it 2:30.
Right, okay.
I'm afraid that he might go and miss the opportunity to make the Korban Pesach. Or maybe with Samach L'mincha K'tana, meaning like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They tell the story of last year, as you know, I don't have to tell you, unfortunately this pandemic has been with us now for over a year. So last year there was a couple, a very, very fine couple, that typically had help, and the help didn't want to come because the help either got the virus or was afraid to get the virus, social distancing, and so therefore this poor wife and mother of 3, 4, 5 kids was beside herself. She was very, very, very heavily burdened, and she had to do all the work herself. So the husband said, I'm going to go and rise to the occasion, and he also helped out with the kids and with the peeling of the onions and of the potatoes and this and that and the other thing. And then when it came Seder night, each one of them to 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock was exhausted. Each one sat down on the couch to go and relax a little bit from just the weariness of the entire day running back and forth and the cleaning and the taking care of the kids and this and that and the other thing. Anyway, they both woke up the next morning and they both were flabbergasted, and they were quite upset about the fact that they had missed the whole Seder night in terms of the matzah and the morer and the arbekoises and all the rest. It's real, they say it's a real story. Anyway, so this can happen to anybody. So at 12 o'clock, if the person is starting his Suda now and he gets drawn out in the Suda, he might forget to bring the Korban Pesach. Is that the Inyan and therefore it's Samach L'mincha G'dayla? Or you with Samach L'mincha K'tanatanan? We're talking about really the 3 o'clock is the Zman. U'mishematzah. What means v'shematzah? Dema ochzi l'mechla l'matzah achila gasa. We're afraid that a person might come to eat the matzah achila gasa, meaning that if he's going to fill himself up with matzah now, when it's going to come at night, when he's supposed to have the appetite for matzah, he won't have the appetite anymore. He'll eat it because he has to eat it, and he'll stuff himself, but he doesn't really have any hanoa from eating the matzah. Now, the obvious question is, I'm sorry?
How can he eat matzah erev Pesach?
Why can't you eat matzah erev Pesach?
Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to eat matzah at all.
You're not supposed to, but this person might. So the question is, what's the problem? That we don't eat matzah because that's a custom. There's no isser in eating the matzah. And there's a famous Yerushalmi that says if you eat matzah and erev Pesach, it's like kibbol. Exactly. But it's not isser. So this person might eat some matzah and then we'd have problems. But the question, of course, of all of this is, since we're talking about the Korban Pesach, why are we talking about the Korban Pesach? Then maybe he's going to go and eat Pesach and he's going to eat so much that night he's going to be stuffed. It'll be an achil gasa. So the Rishbam already asked this kasha. And the Rishbam says that the reason why we talk about matzah is for 2 reasons. Number one, the Rishbam says that it's easier to say achila gasa when you're eating bread, or in this case matzah, than as opposed to eating meat or other things. If you we'll look at the Rishbam in a moment, and the Rishbam gives a second answer, and he's saying that even though unfortunately the inyan of Korban Pesach doesn't apply, hopefully soon it will apply once again, but it doesn't apply now, so therefore we shouldn't think, oh, there's no longer a din of Samach L'mincha, you can now eat as much as you want. No, you still have to keep it up even today, even though there's no Korban Pesach, but because of the Chilas Matzah. See, if the first Rishbam, you could skip down to the fifth wide line of that Rishbam, where you see there's a little dot, and we start Unihi Nami. Everybody have that? The first Rishbam here and down below, fifth line, Unihi Nami. Dimishim Pesach ikle mechish lachila gasa. You have to worry about Pesach also. The Avagav dehu nechal al hasoiva. Even though you are supposed to eat Korban Pesach when you are more or less full, But achila gasa mira ena achila. We don't mean achila gasa, that he's ready, so stuffed that he's ready to go and regurgitate. No, no, not that far. Uve kachim maziko. In fact, he could be considered a mazik of kachim, not eating kachim. Is mazik kachim? Kachim is above yavamis. Ela mishum v'gabi lechem habiachila gasa biachila muetes nokat matzah. When it comes to lechem, even a little bit eating is already an achila gasa. I guess that's the nature of the food item, that already gives you achila gasa, even with a little bit. And it could be that when the Rishbam here says b'achila muetzes, it doesn't mean dafka that he ate matzah. Could be that you eat other things that already stuffs you, that it gets harder to go and eat lechem thereafter. Lechem, of course, including matzah. Could be he's telling us a chiddush. Unfortunately, when there is no Karban Pesach, I don't have to worry anymore about the asiyah or the achila. But in other words, don't think. Yes, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, in fact, that would be a concern as well. Eating too much that you'd eat the Karban Pesach achila gasa. True. What the Gemara means to say is, even today, when unfortunately there is no din of asiyah and achila, but there's still the din of achilas matzahs, and this minhag should still be followed today, even though Karban Pesach is no longer with us. So getting back to our Gemara, so that's the Gemara Shaila. Is it from 12? Is it from 3? Minchag doylem, minchag tana, omra vina, third line from the top of the omit, fourth line, toshima. We have a braisa for Agrippa Samelach. Agrippa Samelach tells Rashbam tells us in the Melech Kosher Hoya Mimalchi Chashmainoi, and on the side it says also Mimalchi Hurdus. So he was a Melech of Yisrael. This is not a Gentile. This is a Jewish king. Shurogel Lechol B'teisha Shoyis. He used to go and have his breakfast always at 3 hours in the afternoon. That's the first time that he would start eating. Even he agrees with Melech, where normally he would eat his first opening meal during the day at 3 in the afternoon, he also was makbid not to go and eat anything until Seder night. Okay, says Gemara, yeah, Mr. Bishlam, Mr. Amalim, Minchik, Tana, Tana, you're going to go and tell me that the Gezerah, this Harchoka, was from 3 o'clock. Hainerbus of the Agrippas, and I understand. Agrippas is about to go and sit down, put on his napkin around his neck, ready to go and start eating. No, it's Erev Pesach. Every day of the year, he's always eating at 3 o'clock. Not Erev Pesach. Eliyamr Samachim in Chidoylatanan. Mayrabus the Agrippas. Chal Israel Emiyakar. What's the grace of Chiddush? You're telling me he didn't start eating from 3? Of course not. Everybody is prohibited eating from 12. So of course he didn't eat from 3. He said, well, what are you telling me he didn't start from 3? What he means to say is, this would normally be the time that he starts eating, but since this is also the time that it's the Isser or this minig of stopping to eat, then that's why he didn't start eating. I still don't understand the Chiddush Agrippas. If at 3 you're telling me that's the Isser that the Chachamim legislated because a person should have the Cheshik of eating matzah at night, so all he's doing is like everybody else. Starting from 3 in the afternoon, he's refraining from eating. So this is the Gantz Chiddush. Now the same Mateisha shows like Agrippas ki arba shows the don dummy. Since his first meal, his breakfast was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's just like our breakfast that we have at 10 o'clock in the morning. Meaning that just like when we eat in the morning, from that time, we certainly don't say, don't eat breakfast on Erev Pesach, so you should have cheshik to go and eat matzah that night. From the time of 10 o'clock in the morning until you eat matzah at night is going to pass at least 10, 12, 14 hours, depending on how long your manishtana and how many questions people ask and how quickly you start your seder, etc. So by that time, you'll have developed a nice appetite. So since Agrippas is only eating his first meal at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I would think it's like our eating breakfast, that by the time he eats the matzah at night, he will have also developed a strong appetite like the rest of us. Kamash Malon, no. That nevertheless, he did not eat at 3 o'clock, and he refrained. It doesn't mean he didn't eat anything, but he didn't. It was not kiveya su'udah. Like our Gemara tells us now. Omer b'yoisi, on the side it says Omer b'asi, azvos, avol matfil huva mina targima. Even though you cannot wash for a meal, but you're allowed to eat mina targima. Now what does mina targima mean? This in itself is a machlekes. So if you look at the Rishbam, he says mina targima means peiros and basar. Where is this Rishbam? Rishbam is Middle of the wide line. Shkoyach, Targima. Oh, so you get about 8-9 lines in the middle of the wide lines. The last word on the line is Targima. You start the next line. Peirois ubasim loy lechem. Fruit and meat, but not bread. You know, of course, you don't eat bread on Erev Yom Tov, meaning not matzah. Ay, but not matabel, shekol macholim al yedei tibul. A Gemara uses the expression, matpil hu b'mina tagima. You have to dafka, go and toivel it. Ay, ein mapilu mafilu pam echas, alayla zeh shtei pam. But says Rishbam, that was the meaning in those days, that everybody... That was the common thing. It's become now a worldwide universal minig on Friday night, perhaps Shabbos day too, that after you finish the fish, even before you finish the fish, everybody has to go in teufel in 12 different dips. When I was a kid, we never knew about anything. We only knew about chrein. Once in a while, we had a guest that asked for mayonnaise.
No, once in a while, we had white chrein.
White chrein, okay.
Right, that was the unusual thing.
But nobody knew about hummus and chinah and baba ganoush and this ganoush and those things didn't exist. Anyway, so he's saying that at that time everybody was mapel, everything that they ate, so that's why it says mapel. Now we look at the toises. Toises mina tagim, it's a second wide line down below. Toises mina tagim, Peter Shishbam. Peter's ubasa b'loy lechem, b'loy nehira. However, from Ketzim Mubarachim, it's mashman, next line. And so therefore it's mashma that in fact mina targima means mezaynus. So in other words, the Toisus is saying in Mesechus Yuma, in fact, there is one Iboyesema, one pshat that mina tagima means peiris. So bottom line is, I have a machloikis what it means. Kuli alma moidi, you now that I have a meal starting from either 12 or 3, we hold 3 o'clock. Not meal, but you can have mina tagima, which means either peiris or basar, or you can go and have some mezaynus. Today, of course, most of us don't eat "quote unquote" mezaynus on Erev Pesach, but you have the shakel mezaynus, exactly, macaroons and things of that nature, exactly right. Good. So that you're allowed to eat. Of course, don't be kaveh suda on it either. You know, eat a little bit tunashka. You want to be able to have enough of an appetite for night. Anyway, so the Gemara continues on to it. Amar Basi, you can be toivo matpil the minute tagima in a dip. Rabbi Yitzchak matpil biyarki, he used to go and eat salads and eat different types of vegetables, and he would be matpil those. Tanam Yehochi, we have a rai from Abraisa. Hashamas matpil b'mnei ma'ayin. The noisel of ne'archin, he would also be matpil b'mnei ma'ayin. This is talking about Erev Pesach. Ne'ayin means some of the intestines or whatever inside, and he would be matpel, and he would give it for the Archim. Val bishen rai ledover zeichel dover shenem niru lechem nir val tizru el koitzim. Now, what is this? What's up, this matpel ne'ayin? What is this all about? So the Rishbam quotes Rashi, that Rashi says that it's not only that he would give it for the guests, but he also took it for himself. Meaning that the Shamas himself, as he is feeding his guests and serving his guests, you know, when he's busy with the food, he gets himself some craving to eat. So the Shamas was allowed to go and eat the B'nai Me'ayin at the same time that he is going and serving the guests, probably serving the guests better food, but at least he ate the B'nai Me'ayin, which was kind of left over for him to be able to go and enjoy that. See, if you look at the
Kishka?
Yeah, the Kishkas, yeah, exactly. But not Kishka like you have in the Chulin. This is the real McCoy. Okay, so what's bring to do from the Rishbam? Let's see from Rashi. Rishbam brings from Rashi. Hashem is matpil b'nei me'ayin, comes b'nei me'ayin shel behemos and shlutois. That's 7-8 lines from the bottom. There, Pesach, v'bishen raya v'chitz Pesach, afodim oichel. Rabbeinu Shloime Zakeni, 3 lines from the bottom of the Ovid. Rabbeinu Shloime Zakeni, Rabbeinu Shloime Rashi, my zayda, pirshakei. B'nei me'ayin, v'seps b'nei me'ayin, hol v'osik b'seuda, yochel hu lechol b'nei me'ayin, ma'ashe derech hashamas le'achol. In other words, this was one of the, if you will, part of his salary, or one of the fringe benefits that the Shamas had, that he was able to eat the b'nei me'ayin, which was not oyvel asoicha for the guests, so he was able to eat those. Rishoyu la'asois came in a minchul amal. He's allowed to eat that from after 3 o'clock. Doil va'osik ben, since he's busy with the food, mitzarilates, and then he has his own pain and craving. I want to eat. Ilayachel. The yachel, loy mizbilei. And if he does eat it, lemizbilei, it's not going to go and satisfy him, because b'nei me'ayin is not the type of thing that fills you up. So therefore, just the same time that he is serving peiros and meat and mina targima to the guests, he can go and eat the b'nei me'ayin at the same time, and it's not a problem. Sorry, once again? Oh, very good. Beautiful. So getting back to our Gemara now. Now, what's the inyan of eating all of these things? Says Gemara, V'apishen ra'idah, V'zechel da'vishenema, niru lechem nir, v'altizru el koitzim. Now, what does all of that mean? Niru lechem nir means go and plow your fields, v'altizru, and only after that should you go and plant it, and by going and plowing the field and then planting it, el koitz, and then you won't have to worry about the thorns. In other words, this is the proper way of doing it. And the Rishbam learns pshat in this Gemara, like we'll soon see with Rava in the next shtickle, and that is, it's not just that it's a heter to go and eat certain items, but in fact it's preferable to eat certain items because they whet your appetite. And that's why we call certain items appetizers. You start eating, oh, now the stomach is now craving for something bigger and larger, and that's the reason why they would go and eat it. And that's the, you see the Rishbam of Afal Pi She'ein Ra'ah L'Davar, 6-7 lines from the bottom, towards the end of the line, Da'achila Moshechas Achila. By eating certain items, it's Moshech. It goes and whets your appetite to eat even more. Zeichel Adav Yesh Ktas, he brings from this Pasuk, Niru Lechem Neh. And that's what the Gemara is going to tell us now. Rava, 4 lines at the bottom, Habishasi Chamer Kuli Mali Yom DePischa. Rava used to drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach. Geichen the Nigger Elilibe the Nechel Mata Tveli Arta. By drinking so much wine, that would whet his appetite, and literally it would whet the appetite by drinking wine. Presumably not talking about dry wine, because then it would be dry his appetite. Anyway, so this whetted his appetite, and he drank wine, and he was able to have more matzah that night. Oh, my Rabbi, you know, I'm middle of the Chama Migrigor. How do I know?
Did not. Empirical evidence. We can draw, but okay.
Did not. Avirayah from Ben Hakoyesis Halolu Imrata Lishtois Yishta. What is this all about? What happens if you want to drink extra wine beyond the 4 koises that we drink on Seder night? Are you allowed to? Or maybe there's a din about toisif. It says, Bein ha-koises ha-lolu. What means the koises ha-lolu? So look at the Rishbam down below. Bein ha-rishon le-sheni. U-bein ha-sheni le-shlishi. Between your first kos and the second kos. Second kos, as you know, comes shortly before we wash for hamotzi. And then between the sheni and the shlishi, that would be that kos that you washed before hamotzi, that you drank before hamotzi. And the shlishi would be the one for birchas hamazon. There, you are allowed to go and drink. What's the reason why you're allowed to drink? Says Rishbam, Mishum de Chamra Migra Garele, who can fire shliyos. However, Ben Shlish L'Ravi, this is already between benching and the fourth kos, Lo Yishta, why not? Says Rishbam, Shlish is the Bechas HaMasim. The Kivin the Loi Chashinen, Oid, Ligrir Liba. We no longer need to be Megar the Lei, because since we just benched, we've already eaten the matzah with the morer, with the Karm Pesach, with the Afikoyman. We've eaten whatever we're supposed to go and eat, so I don't need the wetting of the appetite any longer. Lo Yishirin Alei. Now it looks like he's being moisif on the arba koises, and he should become shiker. Halili won't be able to finish off the halal, as we know the second halal is after benching. He won't be able to finish it. You'll be so shiker. He's already mishuker. How much he drank until now? So bottom line is, you're allowed to go and drink the wine, Bein HaKoyses, meaning between number 1 and number 2, and number 2 and number 3. Imrat Lishtos Yishta, back to the top of the Gemara, Bishlish Ravi, but after benching to the Ravi, Lo Yishta, he should not drink. So Gemara says, Rava, the Amris Misitzoid, if you're going to go and tell me, drinking wine that fills you up and satiates you, Am I Yishta, why should he be allowed to go and drink? By the time he gets to the matzah, you've drunk so much wine that he'll explode. It'll be chilagasa. Lishmami no migregor is a chasim that you drink wine before. It wets your appetite. It gives you a greater taiva to go and eat and not less. And that's why Rava would drink from that on Erev Pesach. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai.